Reactor operators at Vermont Yankee are gearing up for the nuclear plant's final shutdown this coming Monday. Among other things, they've been training on a control room simulator. VPR's Susan Keese paid a visit.
The simulator, with its wraparound panels of lights, switches, and displays, is an exact replica of the control room at the Vernon plant. Simulator trainer Brian Stewart points to a bank of knobs and lights, one for each of the 89 control rods that control the nuclear fission in the core. When the shutdown is complete on December 29th, each rod will show a reading of zero. Stewart says the plant has been coasting down from 100% power since late September.
We'll be starting from about 75% reactor power and maneuvering the plant down so we're no longer making electricity. And then we'll power the reactor down even further until we get to a point where we insert a manual reactor scram. This will insert all of the control rods. They won't be generating any power any longer.
In mid-January, the fuel in the reactor core will be transferred to the plant's spent fuel pool, where it will remain cooling down until 2019. That's when Entergy expects to begin moving the fuel from the spent fuel pool into longer-term dry storage in concrete casks on the plant's 142-acre site. After that, the plant will remain in a dormant state called safe store until there's enough money in the decommissioning trust fund to complete the job, an estimated $1.24 billion. Estimates vary as to when that will happen. A plant spokesman said this week that it could be in the 2040s. Plant officials say the final shutdown on December 29th won't be that much different from the refueling outages the plant has managed 30 times in its 42-year history.
The difference is going to be we're not going to refuel, we're not going to start it up again.
Decommissioning spokesman Martin Cohn says people driving by the plant probably won't notice that anything has changed.
The community will feel an impact because we're going to be reducing our staff from 550 to 316 on January 19th.
Cohn says another layoff will take place in April or May of 2016 when the company hopes to eliminate support for emergency planning in the tri-state region around the plant. The 127 workers that remain after that layoff will be providing security, stabilizing the site, and preparing for the long-term storage of the spent fuel. Trainer Brian Stewart says it's sad to see Vermont Yankee close.
We're taking a perfectly viable power plant. We are turning it off. And that is, for some of us, it's a little tragic. You're going to see it in your electricity prices in the spring.
Stewart says the loss of jobs and workers is already taking a toll on the local economy. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.